Welcome to the What is Stoicism podcast.
In this explainer episode, I'd like to help provide you with a straightforward understanding of what the Stoic virtue of wisdom is and how you can apply it in your life. Stoic wisdom comes from the Greek term phronesis. The definition of the virtue is thought to precede the Stoics and can be found in the teachings of Plato. Plato's definition of the virtue of wisdom is as follows, quote, "The ability which by itself is productive of human happiness, the knowledge of what is good and bad, the knowledge that produces happiness, the disposition by which we judge what is to be done and what is not to be done," end quote. These definitions are perhaps somewhat abstract and antiquated, but their practicality can be clarified by wisdom's subdivisions of good sense, good calculation, quick-wittedness, discretion, and resourcefulness. In his book The Quest for Character, the modern Stoic author Massimo Piliucci provides the following succinct definition of his own, which gives further clarity. Quote, "Cognitive strength that entails the acquisition and use of knowledge. It includes creativity, curiosity, judgment, perspective, and the ability to provide counsel to others," end quote. A good starting point for looking at what the Stoics said about wisdom is the following from Marcus Aurelius in his Meditations. "To live a good life, we have the potential for it, if we can learn to be indifferent to what makes no difference." This good life is exactly what the ancient Stoics believed the practice of philosophy would allow us to pursue. As Marcus Aurelius alluded to, it would help us rationally examine our judgments and understand what is good, virtue, what is bad, vice, and what is indifferent, everything else. Virtue, the Stoics held, is the only true good in life, and for this reason, as Cicero notes in his work On Duties, we should prioritize it. Quote, "For what in the name of heaven is more to be desired than wisdom? What is more to be prized? What is better for a man, what more worthy of his nature? Those who seek after it are called philosophers, and philosophy is nothing else, if one will translate the word into our idiom, than the love of wisdom. Wisdom, moreover, as the word has been defined by the philosophers of old, is the knowledge of things human and divine, and of the causes by which those things are controlled." End quote. It's this wisdom, of course, that informs our application of the other three cardinal virtues of justice, courage, and temperance. It's the disposition by which we judge what to do and what not to do. It's what the practice of philosophy furnishes us with. To the Stoics, this internal clarity far outweighed the pursuit of externals like material gain, wealth, reputation, and status. As Cicero concludes, "If it's this good life we want, then philosophy, or the pursuit of wisdom, is the only way to get there." Quote, "And if the man lives who would belittle the study of philosophy, I quite fail to see what in the world he would see fit to praise. For if we are looking at mental enjoyment and relaxation, what pleasure can be compared with the pursuits of those who are always studying out something that will tend toward and effectively promote a good and happy life? Or, if regard is had for strength of character and virtue, then this is the method by which we can attain those qualities, or there is none at all." End quote. If we want to learn how to practice Stoic wisdom, it's useful to look again at the word philosophy, which itself comes from the ancient Greek words philos, meaning love, and sophia, meaning wisdom. The Stoics, with their love of wisdom, took the name quite literally, as Donald Robertson explains in How to Think Like a Roman Emperor. Quote, "They loved wisdom, or loved virtue, above everything else. If virtue sounds a bit pompous, the Greek word for it, arete, is arguably better translated as excellence of character. Something excels in this sense if it performs its function well. Humans excel when they think clearly and reason well about their lives, which amounts to living wisely." End quote. If we're trying to emulate the Stoics by holding virtue or wisdom to be the only true good as they did, this idea of excellence of character is a helpful one. It may not always be clear how to act in a virtuous way, especially for those just getting started with philosophy, but if we approach it in terms of excelling in our actions, then it might be a little easier to understand. Donald Robertson clarifies this further by explaining how wisdom and virtue can guide our actions. Quote, "The Stoics adopted the Socratic division of cardinal virtues into wisdom, justice, courage, and moderation. The other three virtues can be understood as wisdom applied to our actions in different areas of life. Justice is largely wisdom applied to the social sphere, our relationships with other people. Displaying courage and moderation involves mastering our fears and desires respectively, overcoming what the Stoics call the unhealthy passions that otherwise interfere with our ability to live in accord with wisdom and justice. End quote. So what we're trying to do each day is apply wisdom to every area of our life. We want to think clearly and reason well with respect to how we treat others and contribute to the common good, justice, face our fears and seek to do the right thing despite opposition, courage, protect ourselves against excess and unhealthy desires, moderation. To do this, we build our cognitive strength and knowledge each day through our curiosity, our diligence in learning, and above all, our love of wisdom. Thanks for joining me for this episode of the What is Stoicism podcast. If you'd like to support the show, please consider taking a second to leave a rating and a review. It's a good way to let me know you're getting value from the content, and it helps more people discover the show. I appreciate your support. Thanks so much. Also, if you enjoyed this episode, I recommend checking out the Stoic Handbook podcast by John Brooks. It's one I've been a fan of myself for a while. It has great reviews. John publishes regular episodes that are always filled with practical wisdom, and it's available on all the usual podcast platforms. You can also find it on the web at stoichandbook.buzzsprout.com. Thanks again for listening.